Welcome to The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney. Shortly after the 9/11 attacks, the Federal Aviation Administration gave the order to clear U.S. airspace. Within approximately 3 hours, all non-military aircraft were grounded, a process that was unprecedented in scale and speed. But what happened to the people on those planes who landed in unexpected places, and how did it impact the airports and the communities they landed in? That's the subject of the award-winning musical Come From Away. It opens March 14th at the Angus Beaumont Theater. And here in the studio to talk about it are director Lori Woolery and choreographer Sunny Minsook-Hitt. Welcome to you both.
Thank you for having us.
Lori, why don't you start by giving us just a brief synopsis of Come From Away and maybe a note about its creators.
Sure. Come From Away takes place, a lot of people like to say it takes place around 9/11, but it actually happens on 9/11, 12, 13, 14, 15, the 5 to 7 days after 9/11 happened, where the people of Newfoundland, specifically Gander and some of the surrounding areas of the airport, in a moment of great international crisis and uncertainty and fear of active terrorism that couldn't quite be located. Still, despite all that, the residents opened their arms, their community, their homes to over 7,000 people that were displaced in 38 planes that had no place to land. And one of the lines that I think is super powerful in the play is, the reason that this area was chosen, not only did it have a very large airport that historically had planes had landed to refuel when they were crossing great distances, but that the casualty count would be low in comparisons to landing in other places. And yet, despite all that, the community said that they were going to roll out the welcome mat for these folks from all over the globe. And it's an incredibly moving story about being a good neighbor, about not allowing fear to get in the way of assisting your fellow humans. So it feels like a really beautiful and powerful story to be telling right now.
Certainly. It has that aspect of community. You mentioned helping your neighbor, but it's like two levels beyond that. It's
correct.
Not just helping your neighbor. It's helping, one, strangers.
Correct.
And strangers in a time of fear and suspicion.
And strangers who don't look like you and who speak a foreign language. Exactly.
So David Hine, one of the creators, a Canadian who created this with his wife, who was a New Yorker, said the challenge was to tell 16,000 stories in a 10-minute musical. And he got that number because, as you said, some 7,000 people landed in a community of about 9,000. So what are some of the personalities and themes that come to the forefront? And were there any of these aspects that, as a director, you really wanted to especially lean into?
Absolutely. I mean, it's based on interviews, as you said, and a lot of the language and the songs are directly from those interviews. Sunny and I were just talking about with you beforehand that Beverly Bass, who is the pilot of that American Airlines flight, one of the pilots that landed there, has not only has she seen the play, you know, numerous times, but is sitting in the audience listening to her own words, her own lived experience, her family, her husband's name being spoken on stage. For me, what's really powerful about that is I think about whenever I take on a project, I'm like, why tell the story now?
Yeah.
So having worked at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, I love this community. I love this theater. I know what you have all endured over the last 5 years, and even beyond, it's starting with the beam breaking in the Beaumont, this is a community of resilience, of people come together to help one another during the Almeida fires, just how Oregon Shakespeare Festival opened up their theaters and the doors and became a center for people to donate and distribute. I wanted this story to reflect this community and to tell the story of how, like you said, it's neighbors, but oftentimes we don't know our neighbors anymore. Mm. We know that some people live next door but have often never even met them, don't know their names, might be even hesitant to go to the door and knock and ask for something in a time of need or not. And I really wanted this play to be a love letter and a thank you letter to this community and the people who come to support this festival over the decades. So for me, it's really about how do you keep people safe, but how do you not let that close you off to helping others, and how we have to see the humanity in each other and not just the let fear be the thing that leads us, but let love and compassion be the thing that drives our decision making.
A reminder, I'm talking with Lori Woolery, the director of Come From Away, and Sunny Minsook Hitt, this show's choreographer. Come From Away opens March 14th at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. I'm Vanessa Finney, and this is The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. Let's hear a clip. We have a couple of songs from this, and let's hear... Oh, looks like we'll come back to that. Sunny, as a choreographer from Come From Away, what was your goal in bringing out these individual characters and really the character of a whole region through dance? And how did you work with Lori as a director and your music director, Angie Benson, to accomplish that?
I think our shared goal with this, it was like how to find the movement, a movement language together with this incredible company of actors that feels lived in for them, and how they embody multiple characters in one show. Like it's, you know, as we're describing all of these many, many interviews that are distilled down into characters, multiple characters that a single actor has to play. So how do they, they differentiate in terms of posture or their gait, right? Or how they carry themselves throughout the show to transition in a split second from one character to the next. Yes, they might be changing a small costume piece, but then that's going to change their posture, or how they walk, or how they carry the furniture, right? And this show, the staging and the choreography are really together. They are one. So how we move the chairs around the stage to become an eatery, a bus, a plane in multiple different formations is the choreography. And then also how the posture of how the people from the planes, how that changes over time, right? If they're sitting on a plane on the tarmac for 28 hours, right, over an entire day, how does their body language shift over that time to show how weary they are, how stressed out they are, or how that changes by the end of the play when they finally get to go home. So it's building a vocabulary with the actors of pedestrian things that then get sort of specified and codified into a language that becomes the choreography. So, you know, it may feel less like dancey than a lot of big musicals with a separate ensemble feel, because this is everybody doing everything.
Right.
You know, it is not just we have principal actors and then we have ensemble performers who are then doing the dances. They have to do everything and they have to embody all of these different people, the people from the plains and then also the locals in Gander. And that's they have to hold that duality inside one body.
I never thought about that. So you are also acting as sort of a movement coach with the acting, right? It's not just the strictly dancing when a song is going. You help them with the embodiment of these different characters. Because there are, for audiences who aren't familiar, most actors are playing multiple roles. There's about, what, do you have a cast of 12?
12, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's composite characters to tell those 16,000 stories, and to get it done, everybody's wearing multiple hats.
Mm-hmm. And the music never stops, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's sort of underscoring underneath all the transitions. So even thinking about how we move from one moment to another, the story keeps going. So,
all right, let's hear that clip. This is from Come From Away. Okay, that's a good example, that clip, because there's a number of songs that really has them talking about their identities as Newfoundlanders and sort of the moment that they're rising to right now together. So, good example. Anything more to say about the dance or movement in this?
I mean, I feel like it's very inspired by the music. There's something about the influence of Celtic music in the show that is like a thread throughout because of that region.
Right.
You know, European immigrants settling on that land and then therefore influencing the culture and the sound, the actual music for the show that is vibrant, that is like invites participation, that feels very communal.
Yeah.
And that's very important to me in terms of how we approach the dancing.
Right. Mm-hmm. And some of these are very muscular. You were going to say?
No, it's just also part of the culture where people come together in people's homes and do dances and celebrate with each other. Mm-hmm. That there's a term, and I can't quite remember it, where it's like basically in their stocking feet that they do that. Mm. And so we really wanted to extend that kind of casual access that all people get to participate in dance and celebration with each other.
I think this celebration comes across in this next clip, just a 10-second clip, one more from Come From Away. That pretty much says it all. There's a lot of gusto with their shared identity there in the community. Tell me about the cast. We have a couple minutes left.
The cast is fantastic. Yeah. You will recognize a lot of OSF stalwarts in the company. It really was a goal to try to use as many company members that were available to participate in the show. So out of the 12, 10 are long-standing company members. I will point out one, David Kelly, who's been with the company for over 30 years, is Claude, the mayor of Gander. And I think of David Kelly as the mayor of Ashland. Sorry for the mayor of Ashland, who may be listening. He's the artistic mayor of Ashland because he's been here for so long and has built a family here and has relationships with so many people here. We also have Justin Huertas and Kiki Delore, who have been with the company for a couple years, but they were in the original workshop of Come From Away when they were in Seattle. Kate Hurster and Alice Bonosa, who met here, fell in love, and got married. They are in the play. There's a lot of hidden Easter eggs for folks who have been here over the years that we wanted to bring part of OSF history and really more relationships into the show so that people can, who have grown with these actors, who've invested with them over the years, who they're not just performers on stage, but are people that they know and can see them on stage in these very iconic kind of people, but they are really real human beings and having real human beings and artists of Ashland embody these characters just felt like a real beautiful offering for this season.
Lovely. You have a tight-knit community of actors portraying a tight-knit community. You've been listening to The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney. I've been talking with director Lori Woolery and choreographer Sunny Min Suk Hit about the Tony Award-winning musical Come From Away, which runs March 14th through October 24th at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival.